Just when kids of a certain age may have had a chance to visit a petting zoo on summer vacation, a different kind of petting zoo is taking place at the Bath Public Library. It is a chance to try out a few kinds of string instruments and decide if you'd like to get to know one better.
Welcome!
Hi!
So we're really glad to have you guys today.
Musician and teacher Jamie McArdle spoke to the group of children eager to try something new.
I come from the Allegheny Mountain String Project. We are centered at Garth Newell Music Center in Hot Springs, and our program brings music education with string instruments to kids like you guys in the counties of Bath, Allegheny, and Highland, or anyone who can come to those counties.
Three of the children, one already a regular in the AMSP, had traveled from Pocahontas County for the string petting zoo. Soon, they were watching Jamie with some quick show and tell about the instruments. She asked if they knew the name of one, and they all chimed in.
Violin, right? Great. Some people call the violin a fiddle. We use either name. They both work. Does anyone know what this one is?
Then, showing the much deeper range of the cello, she played a few notes, maybe more familiar to parents than to children.
If this gave you a little bit of the creeps, that's one of the special things about music, is that would give you a little more goosebumps than just me saying, aren't sharks kind of scary? See how music really changes our emotional atmosphere, doesn't it?
The middle-sized instrument was next.
So here's a viola, and it sounds like this.
And her last demo before everyone waiting to get his or her hands on an instrument had a turn was the violin.
The range goes way up highest, and it doesn't have nearly the low sound as the cello. So you heard that jaw sound from the cello string? Well, this is the lowest sound that the violin gets. See, it's not even close to as low as. But this one gets really high.
Wow.
Ooh, right? It's piercing. So it doesn't have that velvety backup feel that a viola does. Violin is often the one also called a fiddle. So we usually just use that term depending on how it's played. And something really important with the Allegheny String Project is that you learn to play fiddle and folk music. Also, classical music like Beethoven and Mozart and orchestra music. So we want to make sure our students get a chance to learn all of those different cultures when they go through music, not just one or the other. So that's a piece that was written for an opera. And it's called Meditation, and that's a classical sounding piece. But if you're gonna play something that is a little more fiddle, it might sound like.
By the end of the hour, each of the children had held a bow against either the cello or a violin and was stroking out a rhythm of easy-to-remember phrases. The zoo continues Wednesday and Thursday, and children are welcome to attend any or just one of the last couple of days. On Friday at 12 o'clock, the students will share what they've learned in the Craven Room at the Bath Public Library. Each day is free, and so is the Friday event. Everyone is welcome. With any questions, please contact Jamie McArdle through Garth Newell Music Center. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.